It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode on Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me, I have a special guest. He's never been on a show before. He's a really good friend of ours. He's been in our lives for quite some time. Super awesome guy. I'm just really excited to have him on the show. His name is Tommy. Tommy, welcome to the show.
How's it going? Good. Happy to be here.
Oh, man, I'm excited, too. You know, we go back a little bit, you know, just a little bit.
Then way back.
From the time that I've known you to when I know you right now. Man, a lot's changed in your life. You're taking on a lot. You got a lot going on in your life, and you're active. You're very active, and it's good to know that you still have the energy, man, through everything that you've gone through and, you know, what you're doing right now. It's very encouraging. But first question, guys, we're going to get right into it. Tommy, you're a realtor, right?
I am, yes.
Let's get into that. What has your experience been, you know, with being a realtor? Tell us a little bit about this.
You know, I started learning more about real estate, and of course, all of the For You pages that I look on social media are centered around real estate. So I think it's summed up pretty well. One of the pages that I saw one day, somebody was talking, and it was a realtor, and he said, the day I became a realtor, I retired. Yeah. And so what that's kind of interesting is I don't feel like I'm working, which is nice. It's also nice because it comes very natural to want to try to help people. Mm-hmm. I think, as a Christian, I think it's important to try to serve. I think it's important to help people without, a specific agenda, right? Like, and then I found that a lot of business, you can get blinded by the money. You can just start seeing people as numbers of like paychecks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to have a servant heart. I try to help people. And that's huge when you're actually trying to be an authentic person in real estate, because you're trying to help people get into a home. It's not necessarily buying a car or a piece of jewelry. It's a physical place they have to live inside of. And there's a lot, I mean, people's entire families, you know, babies are born, people pass away. A whole lifetime is inside of a home.
Mm-hmm.
So you're helping the generations of people in this community feel safe. It's their place of peace, you know? So there's a lot of pride in that as a realtor, and it's interesting that gets to get reflected in that process.
That's cool. Man, you know, we've had realtors on the air here before, and the way that you just put that, man, I've never heard anybody explain it that way, but that only goes to show your heart, you know, in this. And you were talking about how it's an opportunity to serve people. So, because with real estate, what you just said, right? You're finding people a home, but there are so many moving parts before the signature happens. So, in your experience, with this being said, that you know you have opportunities where you can help people. What are some of those ways that you can in your profession that you do help people?
That's kind of interesting. Is that real estate? There's so many different levels to it. I have a skill, like most people have learned a job and a profession, so I can help people, you know, talk about comparative market analysis for their properties. I can give them data. If people are looking something up, I can physically let them into a building. I can do all of these basic real estate tasks. But I found it's very interesting, you know, all of the different types of people who are wanting to buy real estate. And again, I don't mean to knock used car salesmen by any type of means, but you know, there's that stigma there. They're just trying to sell you something quick. And again, I don't mean anything bad by that. It's just the kind of the terminology, right?
I think everybody's tired
Everyone
of that
says
guy.
That, yeah, but, or just, sorry, the blanket salesman trying to sell you something that's clearly a piece of junk, right?
Yeah.
In any capacity, that can be anything. But I think it's interesting when you try to help people, and I get soccer moms that are single, you know, moms with four kids trying to buy a house. They don't really care about construction or making money. They just want a place for their kids. They want a turnkey investment property. That turnkey means you literally just get the keys, you put it in the slot, turn the key, and that's all the hardest part you have to do. You're just livable. Plumbing works, electrical works, everything's perfectly fine. I then get contractors that have built several houses, several properties, and just looking at foreclosed homes that the sheetrock is completely blown out. There's plumbing, you know, freezes everything. And they're like, this is perfect. It's exactly what I want. And it's like condemned properties. And like, this is perfect. And they could flip it up, boom, make it, you know, very good profit. And you get a mix in between people trying to buy land and people have dreams and aspirations. So it's interesting that you get more than just physical transactional sale of a like tangible asset. It's interesting that you get business plans and ideas. And then for myself being a businessman, I think that it's interesting because I wear so many hats. That saying I got from when I was in the military is that I would be a platoon leader. What that means is I'm, you know, managing 40 soldiers in a war, but I would also take that hat off of manager and then inventory specialist, I guess, because I would be a custodian of millions of dollars worth of military equipment, checking inventories. I'd then take that hat off and then start battle tracking something else for my commander and start doing paperwork and PowerPoints and stuff. So like office manager. So like you wear different hats of like that says office manager, you know, war fighter, whatever. But it translates to real estate. So that's why I enjoy it, because it's another thing where I'm a counselor. I'm also a like business planner, you know, and people bounce ideas and say, well, do you think this would be a good investment property? Do you think I can make money doing this? Or it's like, do you think this is a safe neighborhood for my kids? You know, this is how's the school district? You know, now that people start asking about loans, of course, you have to find a way to pay for it. So I start becoming a loan officer in some aspect, teaching people about different types of loans and construction programs that are available to people. So it's just so interesting, all the different types of, like my day, every single day is different. That's why I enjoy it. And that's why it doesn't feel like I'm working again. Does that answer that question?
Yeah.
Very long-winded.
But no, that's good.
There's much I can cover about the topic of real estate. And I want to come on here and not give the same old like, oh, the market's doing great. Best time to buy is yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. And we, us realtors could say a lot, but you know, it's interesting when you give the raw truth of a lot of people are out there to try to, you know, make money with the purchase and save money, you know?
Yeah. When you put it like that, it really makes you appreciate, you know, realtors, because you see all kinds of people coming through, right?
Yeah.
Just like you said, soccer mom, some people have a vision. That's exactly what happened with us. You know, had it not been for my wife and her vision, we would have never purchased our home. I told her, I'm like, I don't know what you're seeing, but you're definitely not seeing a future in this house. It was a foreclosure.
Sure.
And it was horrible. There were some squatters in there. They tore up the place, and she saw the vision.
But like for your family example too, like you have a lot of contractors in the family. Like, so you have the support of that. You know, some people want to do that. And that's why I ask. I said, do you have a plan to do contracting work? Well, not really. Well, you know, people are willing to buy whatever they want to do, but that's what, you know, that why people pay me. It's for my counsel that I can actually give advice and say, well, you know, here are some options. I'm here to protect your assets and here to save you money and make you money. And this is my, in my opinion, again, I am not a, you know, I am a realtor. So I sell houses and I can help people buy houses. That's where my scope of duties should stay. You know, everything else is in my opinion. You know, that's why we hire licensed contractors and licensed inspectors and engineers to tell you about the faults and also the, you know, structural integrity of the house. No, don't rely on just the realtor, right?
Yeah, that's good. You know, man, now that you're talking about that, I'm just thinking about our experience, you know, with our realtor. She went above and beyond, you know, and because of that, so I'll tell you something funny. You guys are probably going to judge me for this, and it's fine because we all start from somewhere. Before we went and talked to a realtor, I thought a realtor was only there just to be a simple middleman between you and the bank. That's all I thought. But when we got introduced to our realtor, She went above and beyond. She dug. It was crazy. The experience was easier than buying a cell phone plan.
Yeah.
She did all the back work.
That's awesome.
And because of her, you know, her commitment, because of her heart, because of all her work and all of her, you know, education, everything that she's done, it made our lives so much lighter, you know, when we went and bought the house, because it wasn't a cheap investment. It was the first time we purchased, you know, a large investment.
Right there's the answer right there. That is, the interesting point is that I'm in a commission-based sales position, and there's no inventory cap, meaning, like, essentially, I mean, I can't sell all of the houses in Fairbanks. I can't even if I wanted to. That's why there's so many realtors here. But those realtors are there to assist you because it's one of the most expensive purchases, if not the most, that a person will make is their house.
Yeah.
Or an investment property. Because, I mean, they're hundreds of thousands of dollars. People think about their mortgage as the monthly payment, you know. And there's so many different little tricks and things that I've learned that's interesting that goes into that. But you're paying for your quality of life in different increments of like $30 or $40 on your monthly mortgage, right? Do you want an extra 10 feet of garage space? That's 40, 50 bucks, right? Do you want like more bedrooms? Mm-hmm. That's another 300 bucks. So that's what essentially, you know, of course there's actual like bank and the, you know, information that goes into that. But when you're paying for your monthly mortgage, that's what you're paying for. You could have a $1,000 mortgage, but you only have a one bedroom. Like, don't quote me on the numbers, but one bedroom, no garage. Now, if you want a garage, now you've just put another $500 in it. Now you've just done. So again, that's how you can kind of calculate your monthly mortgage in a like non-official way. Because overall, the overall purchasing is going to be $400,000 versus $175,000, right? So that bank loan split over time. You know, that's why you want to think about what are you comfortable paying every month? Because that's what you're paying for is the higher bank amount. Because $400,000 is not very much different than $500,000. It is in the grand, but not in the grand scheme of things because you're still paying a lot of money for the next 30 years, right? So you think about your monthly investment.
That's interesting that you put it that way. I've never really
looked at it. Interesting way to look at that, right?
That's because pretty cool.
People look at several different houses. So people are like, well, there's a $400,000 house and or this $500,000 house. Well, what's the difference? Well, it's bedroom size, it's acreage. And I'd say that for at least residential real estate, commercial is a little different, but and land, of course, are different, three different beasts in its own. But residential, there's three different values, like a spectrum on a graph. It's the quality of the build of the house, like the actual construction. It's the acreage size, and it's the location of where it's at. And those three things fluctuate to make the price of the home. So again, you know, quality of the build, does it have a heated garage or is there no garage at all? That's going to have some sort of impact on the price. So it's like what you're willing to pay. Well, I don't want to have snow getting swept into my car every time I open the door. Like to get in, I don't want a cold vehicle. Well, if you want the quality of life to be a little bit higher, your monthly payment will be higher because that's what you're paying for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Interesting way to look at that, huh?
It's very good. You know, had we thought about that before, I think we would have went a little bit different route. But that's kind of what happened when we purchased our first home. We looked at a different house, same exact square footage of the home, same exact square footage of the property.
Yeah.
The price was significantly different because it was a fully furnished, 100% done home versus the foreclosure.
Sure.
Now, there's ups and downs to everything, right? And that was the one thing that bothered me. I looked at that house. It was 100% done, and it was not to our taste. It had somebody else's taste in there. It was not universal, so we had to change things. And I almost accepted the fact, like, okay, if we're going to get this house, because if this is the only one we're going to get approved for, how much money am I going to have to dump in to change that and make it our own? And then not only that, but exactly like you're saying, you want three bedrooms? They had three bedrooms, but they were tiny.
Sure.
They were tiny. Exactly, and it was, it was horrible.
If you got little kids that are like 2 or 3 years old, it'd be cool with a little bedroom, but like a grown teenager or like, you know, in-laws come in, like you really don't need that tiny little room. You want a good sized room. So that's what I mean. That extra 10 foot of square footage or, you know, that extra 10 feet on a wall.
Yep.
Can be $150 on your monthly payment. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting
to
think about it in that aspect.
Yep, absolutely. Tommy, we're going to cut this short break. Guys, don't go anywhere because when we get back, we're going to pick up where we last left off. We're going to talk about if it's your first time purchasing a home. Tommy's going to give us some pointers on what to look out for and make your life a little bit easier. So guys, we'll be right back after the break.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Guys, with me, I have Tommy Lang. We just got, right before we got to the break, we were just digging into his life, finding out who he is, what he does. He's a realtor here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And guys, if you are looking for a home, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're looking for an investment property, if you're looking for raw land, whatever you're looking for, Tommy is your guy. He's with Empire Realty. He is the go-to guy when it is time to purchase, whether it's an investment property, raw land, whatever it is that you got going on. If you got a vision for some crazy build that you got going on, Tommy's your guy. He's with Empire Realty. His phone number is, guys, write this down. Phone number is 907-687-3938. Again, that is 907-687-3938. He is the go-to guy. We just had him on a show right before the break. We were just talking about, you know, the importance of, you know, knowing what you're getting into. And had we been more educated, you know, when we bought our house, I think things would have turned out a little bit differently. We didn't think long-term, right? We were the biggest rush for us. And I know a lot of listeners right now too, for those who are, you know, starting families, you know, God bless you guys. May he, you know, he continue to give you guys strength and health and everything that you guys need, to raise an awesome family. But for those people who are looking to purchase a home because of the rush of having kids, that was our thing. And we had to make a decision. And had we considered certain things, I think we would have went a different route. But Tommy was explaining about the importance of understanding what you're paying for. And Tommy, that's what I want to dig into and pick your brain. For those who are listening, whether it's let's start off with those who are first-time home buyers. Okay. They don't know what to expect. They don't know what to think about. What would you give them to help them start this journey of purchasing their first home?
So first off, I just want to start off by saying, I just want to give all glory to God for the position that I'm in and the stewarding this profession and where I'm at. The reason why is because when I initially got up to Alaska, I was here in the Army and I had some things go when I got out of the military. And when I came back up to Alaska, I had some medical injuries, so I was doing what I could, but I decided to go to UAF to, if I couldn't strengthen my body, I would strengthen my mind, right? So I went to UAF for wildlife ecology and marine biology. And so while I was in school, my parents were shopping around, and my grandfather passed away, and he had a big chunk of money, and my parents were trying to figure out what to do. And instead of me renting my time, you know, something while I was here, going to school for 4 years. My parents decided to say, hey, you know what? Let's purchase a home and you would could be rent it from us. And then in 4 years, when you graduate, you can buy it from us. Right. And so recently, like last week, I just purchased that home from my parents.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, during that time, I was, you know, fell into real estate and then, kind of started, that just took off. So that's kind of where my direction of my life went. But I speak that because I am a first time home buyer. I just did that. So even though it's really funny, most realtors that help people have never purchased a piece of property ever.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Think about that.
That's weird to think about that.
And there's a lot of realtors that are renting and then they help people and then they don't really understand like, oh, my clients are such headaches. You know, they're so stressed out. Like, what are they, you know, what's the deal? Well, that's a pretty stressful process. And I actually just put myself through that at a, you know, fairly young age. I'm a single dude. I don't have married and kids. So like most realtors are fairly young. We get into the profession and we're helping people, but we weren't in any position to buy, you know? So it's interesting that I became a first time home buyer. So I can now further assist first time home buyers as I already was anyway. But it's interesting when it's for myself, like it's almost like I had a lobotomy. I didn't know what to do. Right. Cause I'm like, well, I guess I got to hire an inspector, you know, I got to do all this stuff like for me. And so I worked both sides cause it was from a family and, it was great that I was able to do that. And again, I'm just grateful that I had that opportunity. So I really can walk people through that process even deeper now. I've bought pieces of land before, but never a home that actually has tangible structures on it that, you know, need inspections and also with a bank loan too. So that's a process in itself. And so I wanted to preface that because the way that I was able to do it is that I started talking to a loan officer a year ago. You know, when I started in real estate, I started working with a guy and shout out to First Rate Financial. They're great. Barclay Roeder over at First Rate in Anchorage. He's awesome. And his team. So I started working with him and they were great. And pretty much what I did is I said, hey, you know, I want to buy a house. And he was my go-to guy for everyone else that I was, you know, hey, do you want a great lender? Here's the people to go to. And he said, okay, let's look at your stuff. And so we looked at it and said, oh, wow, you kind of got a bunch of stuff all over the board. You've got a truck payment. You've got medical bills. You've got student loans. You know, let's think about where you're at. And so what I encourage every single person to do when you are looking at a home is before you even speak to a realtor, go find a lender and start talking to them. The reason why is because when you come find us as a realtor, we can direct you and say, hey, you want to look at this house on 3rd Street? Here you go. Boom. We go into the house. We look at it. Cool. You want to write an offer? I've written offers for people and started the process, like in the house, still on the showing. This is perfect. I want it. Boom. And so you can write an offer right then. But it gets to a point, say, okay, how are you going to pay for it? Say, well, I'll just do a lender. You know, okay, well, are you pre-qualified? What that means is that your lender has backed up an amount of money saying this person can afford this. I've looked at the debt to income ratio with this person and, you know, the bank is willing to buy that house because they believe and entrust that you could actually afford it. Some people say, no, I've never even spoke to a bank and said, well, I have no way of proofing, like there's no proof of funds concept. There's no way I can actually let people know that you're going to buy it, right? And that process may take several weeks to get your paperwork together, you know, or if people drag their feet, it can go very quickly. But the point is that if you speak to a good lender, like again, First Rate, they helped me. If you speak to a good lender like Barclay, and what he did is he laid it all out and said, hey, look, this is where your debt to income is. You know what you need to do? This is the one that with the highest interest rate. You pay this one off your credit card. It's going to increase your credit score. It's going to delete some of this debt. So then let's check in with another 6 months. Hey, let's check at this. Oh, these medical bills. Well, we can put that on the back burner for now because for VA, it doesn't like apply, right? So there's certain considerations. And don't quote me again. This is my personal experience. So there's different, you know, things that happen. But they were able to walk me through the process of preparing me to be in a better purchasing position. So I highly suggest that you speak to a lender first. And by doing, on top of all of this, I found that I've had more success in real estate just by giving people information rather than being very salesy and like, that's come on, good. You got to buy it. Well, there's a lot of people that I just give free information to. And we work, you know, I do a lot. I work hours and weekends and whatever, you know, but I don't get paid until the house sells or, you know, someone buys something. So I'd find that, you know, the best thing I could do if I'm truly trying to serve people in the community is to give them information to best set them up for success.
That's good. Education before appreciation, or learn so that you can appreciate. Man, that's good. That's really good. It's awesome to know that we have this in Fairbanks. We have you in Fairbanks.
Oh, thanks.
Where we can, you know, because, man, real estate can be scary, right? Mm-hmm. It's a huge investment, and a lot of people are not educated in it. But let me throw a curveball.
What's that?
So let's say that somebody is, they want to buy a house because they know that prices aren't going to get any better, right? Sure. It fluctuates, of course. Yeah. We see that over and over. But the cost of a home now, we're probably not going to ever see what we've seen 10 years ago, right?
Of course not. No.
And so if somebody is they understand, hey, I know that homes are not going to get any cheaper, but we need to invest in a home so that way we'll have a home for our future kids and future family. But they're not in a healthy position to be taking on another big payment, a mortgage payment. What would you encourage, or how would you direct somebody like that?
If it was me, again, the reason why I purchased my home specifically was to retire my mother. I was like, goal number one, you know, like any good Italian son, I'm going to try to glorify my parents and get specifically my mother. I'm going to try to make sure that she's all taken care of, right? Is it a good investment to buy a home? It depends on how you look at it, right? It's not an income generating property. However, it's where you have a basis to generate income, right? It's how you go to work. It's where you rest your head at night. It's where your family is safe. So there's other things more than money that there's a value to it, right? Now, if somebody was saying, I have some money because I've been saving up, I want to get into real estate, I want to do something. What I would advise you do, of course, like everyone says, real estate 101, is like buy a duplex or some sort of income generating property. So you move into one side and you have to live there, depending on the loan, you live there for a year. And then while you're living there, which some places is like a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom duplex duplex, so there'd be two of those, right? Two little apartments. It's as if you have a good size 2-bedroom, 1-bedroom bathroom, little house, right? Mm-hmm. There's just another house attached to it. If you look at it like that, that other house, that person is paying you as a landlord. So essentially your mortgage is cut in half, which would be nice if my mortgage was just straight up cut in half. It's like a roommate that isn't actually a roommate.
Yeah.
So they don't actually live in your livable area, like having to share the bathroom and whatever, like all the small things like that. They're sharing a parking space on the other side of your building, right? If you could do that and even have a third roommate, kind of, that's like above you, that's in a different position, like building, but still attached to the main building, you could then have two people paying your mortgage, which means then your mortgage is essentially free. Not essentially, but then again, you're paying utilities. And say you live there for a while, and if you could still go to work and then generate income this way, and your mortgage is free, there is a way that you can then pay off the building. If you pay off the building, then somehow you could then keep that building. If you move out of there, instead of selling it, you now just have an income-generating property. So that's how you generate generational wealth, because then it's still generating a check on the first of the month, every month, which pays for itself and even more. That's the way to do that, because then you can move into a bigger house. Like, you know, that's what the most people say. But, you know, not a lot of people want to do that. And then if they can't, because they don't have the way to fund it, you should try at least looking into owner financing. What that means is that the person selling the house might be into, you know, taking payments from you with an escrow account instead of utilizing a bank. That would be the best way to do that with low risk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome. Man, that makes it very, very easy to understand. You know, if you want to do investments, if you want to build something with real estate, get a duplex, start off with a duplex. So that way it's an easier way, because everybody's going to need to rent. Everybody needs to rent. Not everybody wants to purchase. Guys, you heard it from Tommy Ling, from himself with Empire Realty. He is your go-to guy when it's time to purchase a home, sell a home, whatever it is that you want to do. If it's investment, if it's a long-term, whatever it may be, give him a call, 907-687-3938. That is 687-3938. Tommy, thank you so much. We are at an end at our show. We appreciate your time. And guys, feel free to give him a call, shoot him a text. Get with him and get your future taken care of. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.